I can see a light. Looks like a fire. Just inside that kind of tunnel opening.
Could be guards. Best tie up here. Weather like this, there's a good chance they won't have spotted us yet.
JB obeyed Ryan's instructions, throttling right back, easing the wag alongside the high wall of concrete and iron.
Mooring ropes in here.
Mildred and Christy leapt ashore to make the wag secure, fastening it to rusting girders. There was a gap of 3 or 4 feet between the lab and the makeshift jetty, and it took both Doc and JB to help Ryan across. Even then they stumbled and nearly fell into the sucking patch of foaming water. JB was trembling nearly as much as Ryan, and the two old friends clung to each other.
I can't go on like this. I need a rest. Sickness took too much. Have a rest, and I'll be fine.
I think... Yes, there's a fire down the way. I can't see anyone near it. Doc, Mildred, and I will go look. You two stay here.
Ryan didn't much like that. JB was too bushed to care, sitting down on a slab of concrete, burying his head in his hands.
You make too much noise. It'll be like sticking your dick in an ant's nest.
Not a problem for me, lover.
Christy gave him a quick kiss on the cold cheek before leading Doc and Mildred away. Ryan looked across at JB.
We're getting too fucking old for this.
It was the first time Christy could remember leading a scouting team without Ryan, and she knew well enough that there was a better-than-average chance that the wreck could turn into a bloody chilling. She had her gleaming Heckler & Koch P7A-13 in her right hand. Mildred came second with her target pistol cocked and ready. Doc, at the back, had the Lama set on the scattergun barrel. Subtlety wasn't the best way of taking out a scaly.
There's someone there.
Can you see them?
No, Doc, but I just know they're there. Muties, more than one. Just keep quiet, like Ryan said.
The jetty, built from old rubble, gradually became lower until it reached a stretch of flatter land. It could be concrete or shingle. The light of the moon wasn't good enough to make sure. The beach was about 50 yards wide, sloping up toward the wide arch where the fire blazed. The other tumbled pier stretched off into the river on the far side.
Ready?
Sure.
Apart from a pressing need to relieve a certain tightness of the bladder, caused, I think, by a combination of the bitter cold and the excitement, I'm fine.
Sure you don't want to piss here now, Doc?
Oh, no. But thank you for the kind offer, my dear lady.
Map shows this as a back entrance to the burrows, only used in daylight, so Harry Stanton says.
If anyone's inside, they'll hear us coming across that shingle.
Only if they're listening. Let's go and find out.
Ryan and JB hugged each other, shaking like aspens in a hurricane.
Never been so fucking cold. Numb from head to toe.
Me too.
You reckon we should have gone with him?
I'd never have made it. Be a liability in a firefight.
Yeah, couldn't draw a blaster. Never find the trigger with frozen fingers. Just wait and listen. Oh. Fire blast. That blaze sure looks good.
Christy padded across the shingle, leaning a little forward, spreading her weight. Doc was about 3 paces behind her, and Mildred another couple of yards at the back. There was obviously going to be a very unpleasant moment. The fire was so bright that it wasn't possible to see anything in the cavernous shadows behind it. They would have to come around the corner into that dazzling glow, the best of targets to anyone sitting patiently inside the tunnel. Christy held up a hand, bringing the others close to her.
No other way. Trigger's tight, and in we go. I'll take whoever's on the left. Mildred, pick off the right. Doc, just let rip in the middle. All right?
They both nodded.
Let's go.
Out on the breakwater, Ryan and JB heard the sound of the one-sided firefight.
3 from Christy. 2, spaced, from that bitchin' little pistol of Mildred's. Should mean 2 dead from her, plus a couple from Christy.
And Doc's thunder blaster. Could mean any damn thing.
Feel up to going to take a look?
If we can get near that fire, yeah. Let's go for it.
Just seeing the blazing pile of wood made Ryan somehow feel a touch warmer. But as they reached the sloping beach, with the tiny wavelets lapping near their boots, both men were conscious of a sinister silence. Suddenly, the ice in Ryan's body didn't seem so crippling. The 6-hour came out of its holster, smooth as silk. he gestured for JB to cover him. Slowly and cautiously, Ryan flattened himself against the ice-caked concrete of the tunnel wall, sliding his face around the corner to squint. Finding the same problem that Christy had experienced only a few seconds earlier, he was blinded by the golden flames of the big bonfire.
Come ahead, lover. Yeah, they were here. Five of them, all scalies. But they're not any longer. Come get warm. And you, JB, it's clear.
Five dead scalies were lying where they'd fallen, a tight group tangled together, their puddled blood soaking into the shingle beneath them.
They were just on the other side of the fire, backs to us, rolling dice.
You did good, lover.
Doc was reloading the scattergun chamber of the Lamar.
Nearly took the head clean off the chap in the middle. Jolly unsporting, don't you know, Ryan? Behavior like that would get us all blackballed from any fox hunt in the English Shires.
If I ever want to go hunt foxes in English land...
England.
Thanks. If I ever want to hunt foxes over there, I'll bear your warning in mind, Doc. Now it's time to get warm. You checked out where this tunnel goes?
Yeah. About 20 yards back, there's a big sector. That's what those stoops were guarding. Had a quick look behind it. Nothing. Wide passage. Nobody in sight.
Mildred had finished reloading her ZKR 551. Ryan had already noticed that two of the muties had been chilled by a bullet smacked through the center of the skull.
I'll watch that door while you two get warmed up.
Nobody argued with Mildred. While he sat as close as he dared to the searing flames, Ryan let his thoughts wander past the steel sector, wondering if the boy was there, safe and alive.
Think the guards are going to be replaced?
Sure. They're bound to have some sort of schedule. It's real weird seeing muties with a kind of uniform, like some hydro or baron with his sec men. Anything's possible, I guess.
JB reached up, touching the dressing that Mildred had managed to fix over the wound at the side of his jaw. A little blood was weeping from beneath it, discoloring the bandage. Mildred saw the gesture.
Is it giving you some trouble, John?
Not really. Stings from the salt water. Not bad, thanks.
She smiled, her face becoming radiant with pleasure at his acknowledgement of her assistance.
I'm gonna see if they had some food with them.
I checked. It hadn't been touched. Figure that means they weren't due to be relieved for some time.
What sort of edibles were they, Christy? I have to confess to a small pang of hunger now and again.
Thought you might, Doc. You want raw worms and uncooked eel heads? No? Then I guess you'll have to stay hungry for a while longer.
Ryan walked to the river side of the fire and peered into the darkness. It might have been his imagination, but he thought he saw something moving along the edge of the shingle. Something about the same size and shape as a dead tree, but with short legs, a long tail, and the whiteness of teeth at the front end. The gators in the Hudson might be another complication when it came to getting away from the scaly's base. Assuming they all got in and then out again.
Everyone ready to move? Anybody not ready to move? Well, then I guess we go.
The hinges on the doors were rusted from the salt water. Ryan peered around, seeing that the tunnel continued, bending slightly to the right. It was about 15 feet high and 20 across, with a roof of arched brick. Light blazed from a number of torches stuck into brackets. The smell of the badly refined oil battled over the stink of fish.
Nobody.
Think we should split up? Rendezvous back at the wag in, say, 40 minutes. By then, we've found the kid or we're all dead.
Ryan hesitated. He'd thought about that option and then rejected it. Now he reconsidered, but reached the same decision.
No, we go in together.
Wouldn't we have more chance of finding the boy? Place could be a regular warren.
Gotta be a shitload of scalies here. Most will be sleeping, but a few won't. I want to avoid a challenge for as long as we can. The boy, Dean, will likely be sleeping with the other prisoners. Looks like the muties don't have too much firepower, but they have numbers. We don't have numbers, but we've got the firepower. Use what advantage you got. We stick together.
Doc leaned a hand against the wall, immediately removing it with an expression of disgust. He looked ahead of them, where the tunnel finally opened up into a huge, sprawling space.
By the three Kennedys, it's like a glimpse of the bottom circle of Dante's Inferno. Truly, this is hell.
In his lifetime in Deathlands, Ryan had never seen anything quite like it. It was impossible to do any more than guess at what the complex of buildings might once have been. In front of them was a great underground cavern. Fires burned at its center, and all around were ranged dozens and dozens of sleepers.